Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 24th, Saturday, 2019, day 236. Today's topic, senseless people or war horses, being destroyed or victory. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments, and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins, and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood, and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 92, verses 1 to 8, Job chapter 8, verse 12. Job chapter 12, verse 1 to chapter 15, verse 35. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 29 to 56. Proverbs 21, verses 30 to 31. Today's main passages. The first one, Psalm 92, verses 5 to 8. How great are your works, Lord! How profound your thoughts! Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 to 58. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. The third passage, Proverbs 21, verse 31. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. While listening, today, Psalm 92, verse 6. Senseless people do not know. Who are those senseless people? How can a person to become senseless? Do you remember Luke chapter 15, verse 17? It says, he came into his senses. It's about the prodigal son. Oh, a prodigal son means to turn the return of prodigal son. The return of a prodigal son means to turn from a senseless person to a person who comes into his senses. A person who returned to the state of when God creates us. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Under Satan's deceiving schemes and control, this world has changed lots of God's children into senseless people. They cannot understand God, they do not have relationship with God, or even worse, they become wicked people and the consequence is being destroyed forever. But for those who are willing to wake up and come into their senses, today's prophet 21 verse 31 tells us that the horse is made ready for the day of the battle. God will prepare us to be his war horses and ride on us to victory. That victory can live out what today's 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 55 to 58. Even face death, we still can stand firm and not being shaken to claim victory over the power of death. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, prepare us to be your war horses and ride on us to victory, even victory against death, so that we understand and experience that because of you being our Lord, we are in eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be made ready by Jesus for victory? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.